In our previous year, we began a discussion about Tefillah B'Tzibur that we learned in our Gemara how crucial Tefillah B'Tzibur is. And how Tefillah B'Tzibur, we discussed how Kadosh Baruch Hu always answers a Tefillah B'Tzibur. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Siman Tzadik Sif Tes teaches us, Yishtadel Odom L'spalel M'beis HaKnesses HaMatzibur. A person should always attempt to daven and beis HaKnesses B'tzibur, as the Paiskim point out, the famous Gemara in Masechta Brachos, that, and the same Gemara appears in Masechta Gittin, Masechta Brachos Daf Mem Zayin Amabeis, Masechta Gittin Daf Lamed Ches Amabeis, where Reb Elezer, even though there's a mitzvah in the Torah, Loilam Behem Tavoidu, the one may not free his Eved Kanani. Reb Elezer freed his Eved Kanani in order that he should have a minyan at Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Paiskim, the Rishonim, go on to say, the Pasuk says, V'nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, that when Klai Yisrael, on the Kaddish Shem Shemayim, by answering Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabbah, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu, and in Yisrael, with a Duchen every day, we create a Kiddush Hashem. And certainly on Monday and Thursday, where it is Kriyas HaTorah, which also may be only done when we have a minyan. All of these mitzvahs are incredibly important mitzvahs that we should try to fulfill. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav here in Siman Tzadik says very powerful words. He says, Tefillas HaTzibur, even though davening Tefillah B'Tzibur is a mitzvah midrabbanan, gedoyli hi mi mitzvah asay shel Torah. In a way, it's even greater than a mitzvah asay d'oraisa. Why? Hoyel u'mekadshim ba Hashem b'rabim. Through this mitzvah u'mekadshim shemayim. Shirei mutter, as we just discussed, Lava mitzvah asay shel Torah, the raya the Shulchan Aruch HaRav brings, is from the Gemara that we just quoted in Masechta Brachos and Masechta Gittin, that the halach is one may transgress the mitzvah asay d'oraisa, ul shachar avdoi, to flee his eved, kedei lashlimoi lasara, in order that they should have a minyan. But now, there's a very interesting question that many of the Achroinim discuss. They discuss this as part of tshuvas that they write about Tefillah B'Tzibur. We just a few moments ago began by reading the words of the Shulchan Aruch. And the words of the Shulchan Aruch were, Yishtadel Odom L'spal Beis HaKnesses. Yishtadel means that a person should try. So the question is, if we're learning that it's a mitzvah and it's such an important mitzvah, why does the Shulchan Aruch just use the word yishtadel, that he should try? So one teretz that I saw that many suggest is that the Shulchan Aruch actually began by teaching us two halachas. Yishtadel Odom L'spal Beis HaKnesses Im HaTzibur. The Yishtadel, that two halachas. One is regarding the halacha of Tefillah B'Tzibur, and one is regarding the halacha of davening in a Beis HaKnesses. When the Shulchan Aruch says the word Yishtadel, it's referring to the Beis HaKnesses halacha. However, the halacha of davening B'Tzibur is not just Yishtadel. It's something that's obligated. There's a tshuva in the Meches Yitzchak in Chelik Zion. A tshuva in Chelik Zion Simen Vav, where he discusses an interesting shaila, which we'll now speak about. And that is, there's a person, unfortunately, he's being hospitalized. But the doctor gives him permission to leave his home every Shabbos for half an hour. And the question is, what should he do? Should he go to shul to hear Kriyas HaTzibur or Kriyas HaTorah, or should he daven b'minyan? Interestingly enough, here the Mishnah Brura and the Be'er Heitev quote the famous machlokes of the Ratvaz and the Chacham Tzvi, where there was somebody who was imprisoned and has a one-day furlough during the year that he may leave. What is the halacha? Should he go out the first day that he can? That's the opinion of the Ratvaz. As soon as he has an opportunity to daven tefillah b'tzibur, he should do so. The Chacham Tzvi disagrees. The Chacham Tzvi says he should wait for a day like Yom Kippur. But the Paiskim point out, the Be'er Heitev says it right over here in Sifkot and Yud Aleph, that even the Ratvaz, who says that one should not delay in fulfilling the first opportunity to do a mitzvah, is only in a situation where there's a big time lag between the mitzvah I could do now, which isn't as great, as the mitzvah I'm going to do later, which is a greater mitzvah. In other words, let's say somebody in the middle of Sivan has the opportunity to go out of jail for a one-day furlough. So says the Be'er Heitev, the Ratvaz holds, don't wait till Yom Kippur, which is months away. But if there isn't such a big time difference between his opportunity to do the mitzvah now, or to do the mitzvah, or to do a bigger mitzvah later, he could wait for the bigger mitzvah. So if this person has now the opportunity to go out from the hospital for half an hour, should he go out right first thing in the morning and daven tefillah b'tzibur, or should he wait in order to hear Kriyas HaTorah? And before we get into what the Meches Yitzchak paskins regarding this question, he says that he discusses also this question that we just discussed, that why does the Shulchan Aruch use the lashon, the wording of yishtadel, that you only should try? So he says that what the Shulchan Aruch means, that since, as we know, and we will be discussing in our shiurim, there are times that one is excluded and doesn't have to daven tefillah b'tzibur, tells us the Shulchan Aruch that yes, maybe al pidin you're exempt from tefillah b'tzibur. Still, because tefillah b'tzibur is so very important, a person should try to go lefnim mishuras hadin if he can in any way to be able to daven tefillah b'tzibur. If that's the case, it seems that in our discussion, in the shaila that the Meches Yitzchak is discussing, what about the person who has the opportunity to daven tefillah b'tzibur or Kriyas HaTorah? It would maybe start to seem that tefillah b'tzibur is a more important concept. Furthermore, the halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Kuf Lamed Hei, that if people are Rachmana Litzlan imprisoned, the halacha is that we're not allowed to bring a Sefer Torah to the prison. It's not a covered Sefer Torah. So if, and it seems that that halacha applies, obviously, even when there's a minion in the Beis HaKnesset, in the prison. So we see that Chazal were more makel, perhaps, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah than they were to Tefillah B'Tzibur. The question really, and this is an issue that's also discussed in the Shailos HaTshuvos Imre Yosher, Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph, Kuf Ayin Beis and Kuf Ayin Gimel, is the hinges on a number of questions. Because on one hand, we know that the Gemara says in Masechet Megillah, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Kuf Lamed Hei, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that instituted Kriyas Sefer Torah. The din of Tefillah, and certainly the din of Tefillah B'Tzibur, and that we just discussed, is only a Rabbanan. So if that would be the case, it would seem that that Kriyas HaTorah takes precedence over Tefillah B'Tzibur, if this is a Deraisa and this is a Rabbanan. But the Imre Yosher says that even though the Gemara uses the words that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin the halacha of Kriyas HaTorah, that's not to mean that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chiv Deraisa. Chiv Kriyas HaTorah is only Rabbanan. If that's the case, perhaps we could suggest that since Tefillah is Tadur, we daven three times a day, Kriyas HaTorah we only lane Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Yontif, so then we should apply the concept of Tadir for She'ena Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. On the other hand, there's a question that's asked a number of places throughout Shas, that even though there's a rule, Tadir V'She'ena Tadir, Tadir Kaidim, if something is Mekudish, if something is a higher Madrega, that goes before Tadir. And therefore, maybe Kriyas HaTorah is considered more Mekudesh. On the other hand, there are many Paiskim that are of the opinion that Kriyas HaTorah is not a Chiyav on the Yochid. Kriyas HaTorah is a Chiyav on the Tzibur. That means, when you have a Tzibur assembled on the days where Kriyas HaTorah is supposed to take place, that Tzibur has an obligation to hear Kriyas HaTorah. But it's not an obligation on every individual separately. Whereas Tefillah is an obligation on every individual separately. On the other hand, even if we'll take that line of reasoning, yes, there is a separate chiyuv of tefillah on every individual, but that chiyuv is only to daven. The chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur is not that same chiyuv as the chiyuv of tefillah. And therefore, we have here a very difficult question. As we've just mentioned, there are a number of reasons to say that Kriyas HaTorah should go first, and there are a number of reasons to say that Tefillah B'Tzibur goes first. Certainly it seems from what he says that if this individual who has the ability to be released from the hospital for this short amount of time, because of him there will now be a minion, and if he won't participate there won't be a minion. So if we go back to what we discussed earlier in the shiur, where we discussed earlier in the shiur that Rebbe Lezer, the Gemara Masechta Brachos, the Gemara Masechta Gittin, where Rebbe Lezer freed his Eved Kenani, in order that they should have a minion. Certainly, in this case as well, where by this person participating will have a minion, that certainly will take precedence. But here we're referring, obviously, to a situation where there's a minion without this individual. And since there's a minion without this individual, the question is, what goes first? What should he prefer? Tefillah b'tzibur or Kriyas HaTorah? So it's interesting that as the Minchas Yitzchak concludes his tshuva, it seems that he decides that Tefillah b'tzibur comes first. Particularly, he says that two reasons. Tefillah Shachris comes before Kriyas HaTorah, so his chiyuv for davening came before his chiyuv for leining. And moreover, he says, since unfortunately we're dealing with an individual who's not well, we need to be concerned that maybe now Baruch Hashem, first thing in the morning, he feels well, but maybe as the day will progress, he won't feel well, and then he won't be able to daven. He won't be able to hear the Kriyas HaTorah anyway. So now that he's well, let him daven Tefillah b'tzibur. On the other hand, if this person, because he's not well, can't daven so well Tefillah b'tzibur as he can privately, so even though, as we're going to discuss in Mitzvah Shem, it's a weak excuse not to daven Tefillah b'tzibur because somebody suggests that I could daven better be Yechidus, maybe for this individual would be key, we could be more lenient. So it seems that the Michas Yitzchak is pointing in the direction that Tefillah B'Tzibur should take precedent over Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur. But then he ends up that not like that. Akapana B'Nidin Nidon, in our Shaila, the Efshel Kayim Shnayim, Tefillah B'Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, he can't do both. Kedai Zel Achriya B'Nidin Nidon, in this situation, he says, I paskin, she yispalu b'beis b'kavona, she daven at home, b'yichidus b'kavona, k'fiya efshir, as best as he can, u'leilat kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur. It seems that he himself isn't quite clear what the paskin. I saw also a very important tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Vav Simen Chaf Aleph. He discusses people who go on vacation, and he makes it clear it's not referring to a person who was told by his doctors to go specifically to a place, to one specific place. He chose to go to a place on vacation where there is no minyan. And the question is somebody allowed to go on vacation to a place where there is no minyan? And apparently whoever is this individual who asked the Shaila to Rav Ozner Shlita quoted different tzaddikim who went on vacation to places where there was no minyan. He says that the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim teaches us, and our Shulchan Aruch here teaches us the same halacha, that if somebody is traveling, if there's a minyan in the direction that he's traveling for Milan, he has to go look for the minyan, and backwards he has to go mill. So we see how important it is to daven b'minyan. And therefore, he says that if a person is traveling just for vacation, he has no right to go to a place where there is no minyan. Even if as he's traveling, he hasn't yet had the problem, but to go specifically to a place where he won't daven the minyan is levatel zeh shloi letzorich. He's being levatel davening the minyan, not for a real important need, pshita, the surah of it. He says, of course, if somebody lives in a place and he has no choice. He has to live in that place where there's no minyan, and that's where he has his panosa, and that's where he has reason to live. We could be more lenient, but chas v'shalom, for a person deliberately to put himself into a matziv where he won't daven b'minyan, that is unacceptable. That there are apparently stories where tzaddikim did go daven and did go to vacation where there was no minyan. He says we don't know exactly the circumstances around those stories. Maybe they had to go specifically that place for medical reasons or for other reasons. But under normal circumstances, one has no right to go on vacation to a place where there won't be a minyan. But it's interesting, later in the very same chelik of the Shevet HaLevi, in chelik Vav, Simen Lamed Vav, he has a question where there are apparently in Yisrael different places where they don't have even a minyan. And a Rav was invited to speak and spend Shabbos in such a place. Does he have a right to go to such a place and not daven b'minyan the entire Shabbos, but he'll be able to perhaps be a positive influence or not? And he says that if there is indeed a possibility to save Jews and influence them positively, the halacha is that especially if they're in the category of Tinuk Shenishba, the din of davening Tefillah B'Tzibur is a din derabbanan. Here, the opportunity to save these Jews is certainly a tremendous obligation and responsibility, and one should forgo davening Tefillah B'Tzibur that Shabbos to save these Jewish neshamas.